And that brings us to the Allstate CEO Spotlight this morning. In the spotlight is Rusty Sproat. He is the CEO of a Chicago-based company that sells pet insurance. It's called FIGO Pet Insurance. But it is more than that. There's also a pet cloud, and there are new things coming. Rusty's our CEO Spotlight today, again, sponsored by Allstate. Good morning, Rusty. I think let's start with this, because I think I know what drives you, because I'm a dog person, too. But I think you have to have, in your case, a business sense, and you also have to have sort of a love of dogs, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I have an 11-year-old Boston Terrier named Buster, and he's been with me, obviously. So we got him when he was maybe 10 weeks old, so he's a family member. So,
and that's the way it is with a lot of people. Their pets are our family members.
Yeah. You know, if you Google the humanization of pets, what's happened in the past 10 years, it's fascinating, is that now we're not pet owners, we're pet parents. And it's a $60 billion pet industry. And these pets are not property. They are our family members. And so everything around the health of the pet, the food, the caring, the clothing, the carts, everything about a pet now is humanized. So it's a really interesting transition.
Did the business part of it come first, or the pet part of it, or did they come at the same time?
They came at the same time. I was in real estate for 20 years and did very well in it. And in 2008, I did very bad in it, as everybody did. And I had two kids, and I needed to figure out something else to do. I knew insurance a little bit, got all my licenses. Ironically, I went to Allstate and State Farm. They both wanted me to be agents. I chose Allstate and bought three Allstate agencies in Chicago. So I was in insurance. I used to bring Buster to work with me at the insurance agency every day. And after a couple of years, someone walked in and said they just bought pet insurance, and my head spun around, because I was an insurance agent and I had no idea that they had pet insurance.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2010.
And now it seems that this is a standard thing for a lot of people. They find pet insurance. And I was telling you before we went on the broadcast about my dog. And, you know, the first Labrador Retriever I had, I spent a lot of money on. And so my second Labrador Retriever, insurance has been a godsend.
Yep.
Because when they eat whatever they eat or do whatever they do, it's huge. And so I guess, you know, the question is, how big of an industry is this? I mean, what give us a sense of what
sure.
It is.
So real quick, in 1924, Sweden wrote the first policy. In 1947, the UK wrote its first policy. And it wasn't until 1982 when Lassie was the first insured dog in the United States. So it took a while to adopt and take off. But the past 10 years, the industry's been growing. It's doubled in size in the past 5 years. It's going to be over $700 million in premium this year. But there's 182 million dogs and cats in the U.S., and there's less than 2% coverage. But it's in its infancy right now.
What is fueling that increase, the drive of all these people signing up?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So the humanization of pets with the $60 billion pet industry, and people aren't euthanizing their pets anymore because now they're family members. So 10 years ago, it was very common if you had a pet and it was a $4,000 bill, they had a number. How much am I going to spend on my dog? And now, because we've humanized them, these vet specialty hospitals are doing chemotherapy, acupuncture, MRIs, alternative, holistic. There's nothing that they can't do for your pet, but it's expensive. So now people are walking out of veterinary practices and saying, it's a $5,000 knee surgery, and they're calling their mom, their aunt, their sister, and they're finding the money. Mm-hmm. So now the people are recognizing, if I paid $35 a month, I would be covered.
You're listening to The Opening Bell on 720 WGN.
We're back at 521 here on The Opening Bell with our CEO Spotlight today, sponsored by Allstate. In the CEO Spotlight today is Rusty Sproat. He's the CEO of FIGO Pet Insurance. And Rusty, before the break, we were talking about the trends with pet insurance, people buying pet insurance. I wonder if you could talk to me a little bit about how you've taken pet insurance, taken your company FIGO, beyond pet insurance, right?
Yeah. So when I was researching the pet insurance industry, there was two things that I noticed. To me, it was kind of a little hokey, like everything was pawtastic or purrific, or they had stock photos of paws and puppies. We wanted to do something which was more of a lifestyle and something more sophisticated. And there was an absolute complete lack of technology in the space. So in 2012, lots of people were introducing mobile claims and other value in exchange versus value in use. So I just started brainstorming on what could we do and ultimately provide for free? What APIs or existing technology could we wrap into one really cool app and push out to anyone who wanted to use it. So that's it. Just started from brainstorming and pet GPS devices, and we have an inbox for docs for pets, and online social profiles, and photo feeds, and location-based services, and find businesses, and read if they're pet-friendly. So we've wrapped a ton of stuff into one app. And out of the 10 things it does, only two of them are insurance related, which is the fun part.
Yeah, and it is only going to get better. And I was reading about how you're getting ready to add a new version. You're in FIGO version 1, and you're getting ready to go to 2.
Yep. So we've been beta testing this existing version with our customers, and we're about to add a really cool socially connect feature where you can pull up pictures of pets that are location based, how close they are to you. You could find Boston Terriers, you could find Labradors, you could follow people, meet people. We're leveraging some really great other APIs from Yelp and Foursquare, so you can find pet-friendly businesses with photos and reviews and pictures, and it's really going to be an amazing V2. And then we're releasing it for free to anyone who wants to use it.
I was playing with the app before we started the interview, and I have to say I don't give endorsements easily, but I love it because I told you it's all of those things that I find have to put in different places that are in one place.
Yep.
For instance, if my dog who's microchipped gets lost, I have to go dig up that information. You've made that easily accessible there.
Or if you change your phone number on your chip, you have to figure out how do I log in and what company do I have my chip with. So
it's all there. And so how did you come up with all of it? Did you get a group together of pet owners or just as your own pet, being a pet person, say, this is cool, this is what I would want?
Yeah, so we didn't do a lot of focus groups early on. We basically, said, what would we like to see? Like, what's the minimum standard? Like, we should be able to pull documents and look at medical records and have histories and photos. And just looking at what other apps and technology was available, we just started cherry picking what we thought was the greatest and wanted to include it.
And it's now it's almost a mix of, if I had to mix it, it's Instagram meets Snapchat meets
Foursquare.
Twitter. It's all of those cool things because you can find people nearby with the pets. You can find photographs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be a great enhancement for us when we roll it out in fourth quarter of this year.
How do you make money off of something like this?
Well, we don't make money off of the app. And what's nice about our business model is, we have two products. We have a health insurance product for your pet, and then we have the technology product. So our revenue model is based on the insurance side. So we can continue to make the app great and add new features and new releases without having to ever charge for it, have premiums, ads, any of those things.
There are some people who are, they'll say, you're just making money off pet people. I mean, but I get the sense from you that that's not the case. I mean, you're obviously a pet person. You can tell those kinds of companies that are trying to make money off of pet people. Is that prevalent out there that you see that, where you get companies that are not really pet oriented that have an idea that push it like that?
Or is that not that I know of. I mean, there's in business, there's a value in exchange versus value in use business model. And value in exchange has always been for insurance. I give you a policy, you give me money. The value is in the exchange of money. Mm-hmm. Well, what's happened in the banking industry is this value in use has become huge. So Venmo, you can share money, right? Cash App. So PayPal owns Venmo. Square owns Cash App. They're offering free. So the value is in the use of the app. They're not charging you for it. They're putting it out there completely for free. And then you look at other apps that are all value in use. And so what the shift both in the insurance industry and the banking industry and other technology-based industries is value in use. People need to use the app just because they like to use it, not because they're paying you for it.
And then there's sort of just a societal component of this. You talked about pets being property. Illinois is still one of those states that considers pets property. They're, I think, still regulated by the Agriculture Department. But it still blows my mind that companies, including mine, the Tribune Company, offers pet insurance as part of the human resources package.
Yeah. Most people don't know that one out of every three Fortune 500 companies in the United States currently offers pet insurance as a supplemental employee benefit. Most of it's passed on as a discount. But BMW, Google, you name it, huge companies are offering this as a benefit. Again, because we've humanized our pets And people are always competing now in HR for what's the coolest new benefit.
Yeah. What is it that you had? Were you a technical person? Do you get the app stuff or do you have to have people that help you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm the techie person who's always had the newest phone and the newest computer and the coolest stuff. I am not a coder. I am not a developer. So mine was more of what I liked. You know, everything's easy, right? What do you mean you can't do that? You should easily be able to do that. So I was more from a high level of all the things that we should include and then left it to the experts to actually make it work.
Is that part of being a successful CEO is to have a team like that and also trust them to be co-team members?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And it sounds cliche, but, you know, early on, I brought on amazing people. I mean, one of the first people that joined my team and who was helping me way before I even went into 1871 in Chicago was a creative director. And if you look at our videos online and our branding and our mint tags and our blue color, and I mean, he's incredible. And so, you know, he was the first. And people still say in the insurance world, you have a creative director? Because no one in insurance is creative. And then the second person that we brought on was a national sales director who was just incredibly experienced both in technology and processes. So, yeah, I always wanted to be, and I still want to be, the dumbest guy in the room.
What is the future, do you think? If you had to predict the next year for FICO, what would you hope to be? Where would you hope to be?
Wow. You know, as an entrepreneur, you take them in days or weeks,
yeah.
Especially as a startup. You know, we want to be in this for the long haul. So we're just looking at policy count and premium and how can we grow? I mean, there's some competitors out there in an 8-year time period that have written $100 million in pet insurance premium. So we just, and I tell, one of our mantras is that we would rather not sell a policy than sell a policy and have someone not covered for something. So we're really into transparency. So there's nothing worse than filing a claim and having an insurance company go, oh, you're not covered. Mm-hmm. So I think just really working on our brand and our transparency and communication and our app and adding more features and really becoming, you know, more and more of a presence across the country.
Rusty Sproat, thanks for being with us. So this morning on the Allstate CEO Spotlight, CEO of FICO Pet Insurance, as you heard him say, a product of 1871 in Chicago. You can find more information, of course, about FICO at FICOPetInsurance.com, on Twitter at FICOPet. And again, Rusty Sproat in the Allstate CEO Spotlight this morning.